Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kane Pittman joining us all the way from Australia. He has been covering the Bucks for the last couple of seasons, really doing it on his own dime, on his own accord, coming over to the States to chase his dream, writing for a lot of the outlets in Australia, doing the Lockdown Bucks podcast. And Kaner, you had to go back to Australia, and good thing you went back when you did. First of all, good to talk to you again. Glad that you're back in your native land safe. Can you give me like a rundown of how this happened for you and when you realized you needed to get your ass back home or you may never be able to do that again? Thanks for a couple of minutes here at what is very late at night in Australia, even though it's early morning here.
Yeah, it's 16 hours in the future. I've just finished watching the season opener of the Australian Football League. Don't ask me why the season is going ahead. There was no fans in the stands. I have no idea why the hell they were actually playing, but they did. So I've just finished watching that game. But it was a crazy few days. I didn't think it was going to happen that quickly. I know, you know, we all sort of suspected that something was going to happen, and it would probably come to the point where the NBA season would either be playing without fans or it would be suspended. But I remember the Sunday before this all really happened, I was talking to Eric Naim, who obviously is on your show semi-regularly, and I said, you know, I might start to look at flights here in the next couple of days for the end of March or maybe early April, because I'm not sure what's really going to happen here. And then the Wednesday night, I went from having that conversation to seriously about 3 hours later, I booked the next flight home because, you know, once the NBA season went down, I think I've been following you, obviously, as you know, Bart, on Twitter. I think it's safe to say we're in the same boat here. We probably suspected pretty quickly this wasn't going to be a short-term thing.
Right. Most people in the United States right now are freaking out. There's still some people that aren't taking it serious. You know, the one thing that I really had to look forward to, as crazy as it sounds, is I was watching the Australian National Basketball League, and there they are in the grand final series, and all of a sudden it gets canceled. You got the Wildcats with a 2-1 lead over the Kings. And it was a pretty successful season, though, because you got some potential NBA talent. And you mentioned that you're watching the Football League. So how is the Football League going on, but they cancel a championship series? Like, what is going on there?
Well, it's similar to what you saw over in the States, where there was no real direction or demands from anyone else, and it was left up to the leagues to make their own calls. And right. And the NBL, in the end, it ended up being the Sydney Kings, who were down 2-1. So you're talking about a best-of-five series they play in the NBL. So Sydney were down 2-1. And Sydney Kings, by the way, had Andrew Bogut, the former Buck. The Perth Wildcats had Miles Plumlee, former Bucks. So it was a battle of two former Bucks big men. But it was the Kings in the end who came together as a team and made the decision, listen, we don't really feel comfortable traveling right now. We don't feel comfortable playing in a game given the circumstances worldwide and you know, the potential for something to go wrong or something to contract the virus. So it was the Kings in the end who were the ones to make that decision. I have no idea why the Australian Football League is still playing. It's an 18-team competition. They're playing all over Australia. They're traveling. For some reason, I guess they believe that the athletes are immune to this virus, and there's going to be no risk of them playing in this game. I have no idea why they're doing it. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it all seems pretty ridiculous to me.
Kane Pittman with the Locked On Bucks podcast back in Australia. How is life there? Are you like on a complete lockdown? Because here we can still, I mean, it depends on the city really, but in Milwaukee, you can still go to places if they're open. Grocery stores and stuff. Some businesses are still open. Some manufacturing still open. So, our radio station is obviously still cranking out content and being on the air. A lot of us working remotely now. What's the situation like for you in Australia? What can you can and cannot do?
Well, I personally can't confirm or deny too much. Because I traveled from overseas, I've been on a 14-day isolation, which I'm actually just about to finish day 5, so I'm heading in the right direction towards that 14 days. But things are still open here. There hasn't been too many closures. There's been major events, obviously, that are being cancelled and they're not going ahead. But in terms of can you go out to dinner? Can you go to a cafe? Can you do all this? You can. I think that there's a fair push for that not to be able to happen, and I would say that they're certainly heading in that direction pretty quickly. But as far as traveling and all that sort of stuff, there's certainly some news today that sounds like the Australian border is going to be closed down. If you're a citizen, you can get back in. So if I was a little bit slow in getting back from Milwaukee, I could probably still get back into the country depending on what flights are available. But it looks like if you're not an Aussie, you're not getting in here anytime soon. There's some talk that might even be for 6 months. So, I mean, they're definitely taking it seriously. But as far as the everyday stuff for the moment, it's still largely business as usual, which is kind of strange.
Were your original plans to stay in the States all the way through the playoffs to the NBA Finals, especially because it was looking like the Bucks were going to represent the East? I mean, how does that work for you? Then all of a sudden you're just looking at flights and you're just planning to go back. Like, how does that work? That's got to be crazy.
Yeah, it's funny because I same as last season when I came in here, I booked a one-way flight to come to Milwaukee because, the nature of what I'm doing and freelancing and picking up work as I go, I never really know what's going to happen. So I did book a one-way flight, and I will say even a week ago or a week and a half ago, I expected that I was going to be in Milwaukee till at least July, that's for sure. I know last year, even though the Bucks went down in the conference finals, I stuck around for some of the fun stuff, went to Summerfest and all that. So I definitely expected I was going to be there until at least July. So I will tell you that buying a flight, an international flight from Milwaukee to Australia about 10 hours before it's supposed to leave is not exactly the cheapest exercise. So it was far from ideal, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next now. And my plan is still, if things get back up and running, and I would suspect this is not going to be for quite a few months now before things get back to normal, but I'm hoping at some point I can get back for whatever is left of the season and whatever they decide to do. But it's been an unexpected trip home, let's just say that.
We're talking with Kane Pittman here, Locked On Bucks, as he's in Australia now. I think that a lot of us are clamoring so hard for sports to come back already. Been a week. It's been a week since the NBA decided to shut down after Rudy Gobert tested positive with coronavirus, and a few more players have had it since then. And, it's just been kind of a whirlwind. Adam Silver last night saying, we'd like to do something like a charity game if we can make sure everyone's healthy. And I think that that would be a good way to distract us for 2 hours. But as far as the season, I got to think, let's say worst case scenario, absolute worst case, they come back, they don't play for 12 months, all right? You got to pick up the season that you're currently in, I think. I don't know if these players, especially the Bucks, there's some teams that might be like, well, screw it. The Warriors are going to be like, we got our guys healthy again and we only have 10 wins. Let's start from scratch. But I would think that they need to finish this season before they start a new one. The season start next year. There's no reason it has to start in October. You can push that back. It's not like they're up against a hard clock. Ultimately, I would think the players throughout the league would want to finish what they started. Is that where you're thinking, and is that the best option?
Well, I mean, obviously, as people that cover the Bucks and watch the Bucks, that's definitely what I would say.
Yeah, it's a very biased question for you and I know.
But you're right, because this is what I was laughing at over the last week since all this has happened. I think you've sort of hit the nail on the head here. I think you're seeing a bunch of people in the media that are suggesting maybe this season doesn't matter anymore. And there's always a trend with those people, Bart, and that is that they cover teams that are bad or they're associated with teams that are bad. And the one that I was laughing at was even Spencer Dinwiddie when he was suggesting, why don't we just have a knockout tournament and throw every single team in this tournament? Well, I'm not surprised that Spencer Dinwiddie's saying that, because the Brooklyn Nets suck and they weren't a chance to win a title. So I think if you ask the Bucks or the Lakers, yeah, I'm pretty sure they want to finish this season off. They've played four too much to this point to not finish it off. So I think you're right. And at the end of the day, we talk about this, and this is where the ratings battle was and where all the talk was, why people weren't watching these games. October, November, December, even January in the regular season, really, it doesn't really matter. And you can shorten the season. We've seen it before in lockout years where the season's shortened, and it doesn't really take anything away from it. I think the league has been pushing to have a shorter regular season anyway. Now, obviously, they're going to be desperate to recoup the money that they're losing from all this. So there's a lot of factors that are going to go into it. But I agree. You're going to finish this season. You've played too much now to just scrap that to come back to start a new season from square one. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
It's crazy that we were just watching NBA basketball literally a week ago, and I will never take it for granted ever again. Like, I've always loved hoops, but going home today, I'll get home at 11 a.m., and there'll be no March Madness. I don't know what I'll do with my life. I know you still got 9 more days where you kind of have to sit there by yourself, but what are you doing to keep busy right now? I'm looking for any ideas possible, man, because I didn't realize how much I needed basketball in my life until it was taken away from me.
Yeah, look, I'm starting to get a little bit concerned because, as you said, it's only been a week, and I've actually got to the point where TV shows that I'm trying to watch, I'm trying to space them out a little bit so I don't run through these TV shows too quickly. I actually, I spent the first couple of days catching up on, I don't know whether you guys watch Better Call Saul, but I was watching that. Yeah. Unfortunately, I raced through that too quickly, so I'm already at the point now where I have to wait a week for another episode. Yeah. And you already said it's only been a week since the NBA finished, so it's going to be a long, long time between episodes.
Drinking helps. Just going
to... Yeah, exactly.
Life hack.
Yeah, I mean, thank God we can still drink. Let's just say that.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I thought you'd be... late night over there. I thought you'd be hammered.
Yeah, trust me. If you guys get me on again, there's a fair chance that's going to happen because, as like Ryan said, the longer this goes on, that might be the best activity. I don't know if I should say that, but let's be honest.
No, it is.
Are you at a house with other family members and you're just cornered away? Or are you at your own apartment? Where are you?
No, so when I come back here, and last year I was only back here for a couple of months, but I'm just back with family, so that kind of makes things difficult as well, because I'm not looking to, I spent 30 hours on planes coming back here and obviously in contact with a lot of people, and while I feel pretty good, clearly we understand at this point that that's not necessarily, telling you anything, so I'm just trying to stay clear of those guys, and they're still going to work, so this is kind of the problem with all this that makes it so difficult to keep under wraps, I guess, is people are still, they got to earn money. They got to go to their jobs. So that's the tough thing.
Kane, be well. Good to check in with you. We'll probably keep doing this. We appreciate your time. Please be drunk the next time we talk.
Next
and
time.
Please be safe, Kane.
I promise next time I will be. Thanks for having me, and keep doing well, fellas.
Thanks, man.
Kane Pittman joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. We appreciate his time all the way from Australia. Great Midwest Bank has your passion outgrown your home. A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.